Hello.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Probably.
Thank you so much. Now, may I know what is your age?
22.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
African American.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
6.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First one is Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump as former president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Sherrod Brown, senator?
I'm not educated enough to answer.
Okay. About Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. First one is Donald Trump.
Unfavored.
Unfavorable. Somewhat or very?
Very.
About Joe Biden.
Unfavorable, somewhat.
Thank you. About Democrats in Congress.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very. Thank you. About Republicans in Congress.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very.
Very.
Thank you. About Derek Merrin.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. About Marcy Kaptur.
Don't know. Enough information.
About First Energy.
I don't know.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or Republican?
Most likely Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Independent.
Independent, okay. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you so much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin.
Thank you so much. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptchur, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
Very unlikely.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptchur. Marcy Kaptchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. We're almost done here. We're about 80%. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience, ma'am. Next, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or you don't think it is true, please say so. First one says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Next one says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, to vote for him? Makes no difference. More likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. Next one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and will raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference. More likely to vote for him? Or do you think that's not true?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much. Next one says, Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even fine them, punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference. More likely to vote for him? Or do you think that's not true?
More likely.
Thank you. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties. leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference. More likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
I think it's untrue.
Thank you so much. Just one more, and we're over with this particular part. Now, the last one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and legal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working, families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Does that make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely, not different, more likely to vote for him or not? Or do you think that's not true?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for him?
I'll vote for him.
Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Capture or Republican Derek Marin?
Republican Derek Marin.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, undergraduate, bachelor's.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Not extreme.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not too important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.